This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 8th. God's word for you today is trustworthy and true. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 111, verse 7, which says, "All God accomplishes is flawless, faithful, and fair, and his every word proves trustworthy and true." There are things that God wants to do with you that sound crazy. There are also things that God has told you to do for him that look crazy to you. Are you going to trust God, take the step and look like an idiot? Or are you going to sit there and keep rationalizing things? There are levels that God wants to take you to that will require some levels of sacrifice. Are you going to take the step or are you going to reason it out? I remember when God's Favorite House was still meeting in a hall at Orchid Hotels and we wanted to get our own land. Someone came to me and said, "How many are we, Pastor? Why don't we just get 2 plots of land?" And I said to him, "We are actually going to get not just 2 or 3 or 5 plots. We are going to get at least 1 hectare, which is 15 plots. He looked at me like an idiot, even though he did not say it. I could see it in his eyes. The look on his face was, "Why are you deceiving yourself, Pastor?" But today, we have even more than 15 plots to the glory of God. Guess what? It no longer looks crazy anymore. Even when it comes to giving, when God places something on your heart, you can either give sacrificially by faith, revelation, or you can give by reason. What is it going to be? Given by reason or by revelation? When you choose to give by revelation, you will look like an idiot. We have heard testimonies of people who, while trusting God for healing, by faith, gave their savings to God. Logic says you need this money to sort your medical bills out, but faith says give this money to God, the great physician. I know how hard that can be. It does not make sense. No social media celebrity enthusiast can understand it. But the Bible says the just, justified, born again child of God shall live by faith, not by reasoning. When you give to God, people will call you a fool, idiotess. God reveals something deeply profound in Isaiah 46 verse 6, which says, "I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you." God is reliable. God's love does not expire. God's commitment does not expire. God is totally reliable. What is God asking you to do that you are almost halting your life with reason? I can tell you several personal stories, and the common factor in them all is that God is totally reliable. I want to encourage you today that God is reliable. Jesus is enough. Jesus is everything. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. And everything minus Jesus equals nothing. Hebrews 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." The Bible will not use the word tightly if it is not something that can be shaken out of our hands. God can absolutely be trusted. It does not matter what you're going through. I have been sent to tell you today that God can be trusted. You can trust God with your life. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "It doesn't matter what the people say. It doesn't matter what my eyes could see. Lord, you are so good. You are exalted. You are the Lord Most High." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.